glory. Lance Rana Kaulaubata Hin. That I will most certainly come to your aid. Even after a while, time might lapse, but the time will come when I will aid you. Nadwat Salim will never escape. He is the punishment for the zulm which he has done. There's no other way other than to acquire, gain ma from the person. If the Muslim, if he forgives, then Allah Ta'ala will forgive. But this act of zulm, in which all of us are involved in different forms, it is so severe. There's something which may, a zulm which is committed unintentionally, that is also punished here in this dunya. One buzruk, he was making dua in his house, and on the ceiling above, there a bird had a nest, and the bird came in. The chicks had hatched. A small chick fell from the roof onto the hand of this buzruk while he's making dua. So in a moment of ghaflat, in a split second of ghaflat, he just closed his hand like in this manner, and when he opened it, the bird, the chick, was dead. The mother bird was sitting on top there, saw this. And now, the very next day, this buzruk became sick. Sick, and his sickness worsened, deteriorated. He was bedridden. He could not get up to make wuzu also. He made dua upon dua upon cure. Allah was not curing him. Many days passed in this manner. He was sick and no cure, and it's getting worse and worse. One day, a cat entered his small hut. And the cat was carrying a small kitten, and she put it under his bed. So there were a couple of kittens of the cat under the bed there. So after, and the cat went out. After a while, a snake slithered in. The snake entered there. And as the snake was about to take one kitten, this buzruk, this asa, his stick was laying there. He took the stick and he hit. A man just on a spur of the moment, scrapped the stick and hit the stick, and the snake went out, disappeared. And at that moment, the cat, mother cat had entered and had seen the scene. The next day, the buzruk started to heal, started to recover. 2-3 days, he was fully recovered. He was mystified. What did they take it away? Dua and dua, until the Talamas explained to him what was the mystery. So it was revealed to him. Kashf came to him. That your sickness was because the sparrow, Allah Ta'ala, is revealed to him. Shakat indana usfur. The sparrow complained to us, Allah Ta'ala said. The sparrow complained to us of your zulm on its chick. That was the reason for, it was the punishment for your zulm, the sickness. وَشَكَرَتِ الْهِرَّةُ إِنْدَنَا. And your cure was because of the sugar of the cat, mother cat. The mother cat and the sugar, when she saw that you saved a kitten, and the mother cat made sugar. So, that cancelled out now the punishment of your zulm. So everything is recorded by Allah Ta'ala. No one should be on any false notion that he will escape any of his misdeeds which he has committed 20, 30 years ago. If you did not make amends, or you did not, and if it was a sin for which you did not ask to make tawbah, then you will see the effects of it, yeah, the consequence in this dunya, just beside the akhir, if you didn't, you see the consequence in this dunya also. And sometimes what Allah Ta'ala does not want to punish one in the akhir, then Allah Ta'ala afflicts that person with a calamity here in this dunya. In order to purify, Allah Ta'ala does not want to punish one in the akhir, so he purifies us here in this dunya. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا بِعَبْدِهِ أَجَّلَ أُقُوبَتَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. When Allah Ta'ala intends to do good to a person, Then Allah Ta'ala makes haste with his punishment where? In this dunya. Because in the akhirat, the only way of purification is one leaves this dunya now without having repented. The purification is the fire of Jahannam there. That is the only way there. So Allah Ta'ala ordered that thing to save us now from the azab of the akhirat. And the azab of the qabr and the azab of the akhirat is also a blessing in disguise, and that inflicts us with some difficulty, some hardship, sickness, loss of wealth, loss of property, loss of life, etc. Other calamities Allah afflicts us with. And then he purifies us in this manner. One Sahabi was walking and his gaze fell on a ghair mahram. Now if you look technically in the kitabs and find some kitabs written, that looking on haram gaze on a woman, that is a saghira sin. It's classified as a saghira, as a minor sin. But you will understand whether it is now. Whether it is saghira, the understanding we have of saghira, is that type of saghira? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man nazara ila mahasil imaratin ajnabiyatin subba fi ayn yawma subba fi ayn al-anuq yawm al-qiyamah. That one who looks at the mahasil, the beauty of a woman, ghair mahram woman, ajnabiya, with shahwat, with lust, on the day of qiyamah, hot iron rods will be inserted into his eyes. So what type of saghira is that? What type of minor sin is that? That the punishment for it is to insert hot iron rods in the person's eyes in the day of Qiyamah. So from that you will understand, this saghira is a technical issue. It's not something, it literally does not mean something which is minor, insignificant. You can practice on it and there's nothing wrong with it. So, another concept or meaning of saghira, it refers to such sins which no one even thinks that these actions are sins. For example, according to the Sunnah, we have been taught and instructed that way, when you dress yourself, you put first your right hand in your qubla, then your left hand. Your shoes also, you put first your right one on, left hand, then the left one on. When you take it out, it's the opposite way. You enter the toilet with the left foot, you come out with the right foot. You enter the masjid with the right foot, and come out with your left foot. If you do the opposite, someone's careless, people are so careless, they do the opposite without thinking, they enter the masjid with the left foot. That is a sin. Why is it sin? Because Allah Ta'ala said that you must enter the masjid with your right foot. You must enter the toilet with your left foot. Now you're doing the opposite, disobeying Allah Ta'ala. So it's a sin. Right? There are many such issues. When you walk carelessly without a top, you walk in a public. You walk in a public and he's eating something while he's walking in a public. No one even think of these things to be sinful. These are all sins. Why in essence? Because it's in conflict with what Allah Ta'ala said. Now, technically, such actions are many such actions which we do, and it's furthest from our minds that this is sinful, and sometimes it's done because, and most of the time, I mean, we do such acts, not because we want to sin intentionally, but because we are ghafil, we are careless. Too much ghaflat in us. Too much ghaflat in us. I think we are so much engrossed in this dunya that we become so ghafil, even of our faraid and our wajibat and the mu'akkad, we become ghafil and we neglect it. So such sinful actions, such sinful deeds, technically called minor saghira. What comes in the hadith? It's when you make wuzu, then with the, as the water falls from your limbs, your sins also fall from your limbs. It refers to sakhira sins, this type of sin. It does not refer to a major sin, which everyone understands is a real major sin, the evil, which every person understands, drinking liquor, eating a haram, hitting, assaulting a Muslim, swearing a person, making ghibah, slander, everyone understands these are accepting evil sins. Doesn't refer to everyone knows these are major sins. A special tawbah is required to gain forgiveness. Special tawbah is required for that. But as I said, the other type of sin, when you make wuzu, a proper wuzu, mustn't speak during the wuzu. They say, many people should be making wuzu, they start speaking, conversation while making wuzu. There's a special shaitan created specially to stand by when a person makes wuzu and he tempts the people to engage now in discussion. So, where is the salat of a person? Where it begins from where? From the time you leave your home, your salat begins. Tell you reach the masjid. For that reason, it's written that every footstep you take, provided your concentration is on your salat, and you keep your tongue engaged in dhikrullah, and you do not indulge in any nonsensical talk, then every step you take towards the masjid, a sin is forgiven, and a virtue is recorded, and your ranks are elevated. So, right until, and when you come to the masjid also, if you wuzu then, that's also required to be part of the salat. So now when you engage in salat, at least in wuzu, in a proper manner, beautiful wuzu, according to the sunnah, then with the water falling from your limbs, your sins are being washed, and then you are being purified. It refers now to those sins which the fuqaha say these are minor sins, such issues which we don't know these are sinful, we are unaware of it, or we do it unintentionally, in which the rights of others are not involved. It's a disobedience unto Allah Ta'ala. So such sins are forgiven. And it's mentioned from, if you perform one salah, then the sins which you have committed from the previous salat until this salat, all those sins are forgiven. So constantly, there are actions which we do, I mean, which all our such sins are classified technically as a saghira, are forgiven. But the one who commits sins with this in his mind, this is a saghira sin, it's nothing wrong, that is called istighfaf. And istighfaf is called, it leads to kufr. A person can lose his iman. What is istighfaf? Or the punishment is severe. One buzruk, when he died, Murida saw in a dream, he saw the Hazrat was in a fire. So he was very, asked Hazrat, what has happened? So this Hazrat said that one day I was walking road, the street, it was the Hindu festival of Holi. On that day, what they do? They squirt colored water. And everyone, it doesn't matter who it is, any person is squirting, they squirt colored water. It's their part of their festival. So, he said, I passed one donkey. He was eating pan at the time. I passed by the donkey and I looked at the donkey, and in a moment of idleness, of ghaflat, I tell the donkey, oh donkey, everyone is happy today. They're squirting colored water, but no one is worried about it. No one's squirting any water on you. So okay, it doesn't matter, I will squirt water on you. So he spat his red saliva on the donkey. So Allah Ta'ala is punishing me for that. Say, tashabbu bil kufar. That I resemble, I emulated the kufar, for that reason I'm being punished. So, wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. Just one short message. This is about Zulm. It's not restricted to Muslims only. Zulm committed against a kafir also will have to be paid in the akhirat. Allah Ta'ala's adl, his justice is such that a goat with horns, which had butted a goat with a hornless goat, will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. And that goat, the hornless goat, will take revenge and butt that goat with horns there on the day of Qiyamah, and then they will be reduced to sand again, animals. So we should be exceptionally careful what we do. Zulm is not only with the hands, with the tongue, but verbally also. You insult somebody, which your junior or your worker, you cannot retaliate. Especially when someone can't retaliate, then Allah Ta'ala steps in. He will take revenge on behalf of that person. And then some calamity befalls us, and we are unable to correlate it. Why this happened? But there is nur in our iman as the result of ta'at, obedience, there's nur and constant dhikrullah, then we will be, if we reflect, then we will be able to relate this. Oh, this is the strong possibility. This bala, which has settled upon me, it's the consequence of a certain deed of mine. That is, it comes like this: when calamity is settled, the first thing one should do, tawbah and istighfar in abundance. وَاخِرُ دَوَامَانَ وَاخِرُ دَوَامَانَ Thank you.